The commission associates itself with a statement delivered by the Distinguished Delegation of Indonesia on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. South Africa expresses its appreciation to you, Excellency Ambassador Akan, for the excellent manner in which you have presided over this second session of the Preparatory Committee for the 11th Review Conference. We commend the decision to implement a rolling agenda which allowed sufficient time for the consideration of agenda items. We also express appreciation to you, Mr. Chairman, your team, and the Secretariat for preparing the draft factual summary of this session. Inevitably, your best efforts to articulate a factual record of this session has not necessarily met the expectations of some delegations, including mine, particularly with regard to the nuclear disarmament pillar. We find ourselves in a situation where the world is moving further away from nuclear disarmament, with the alarming increase in nuclear arsenal and nuclear weapon systems modernization programs by nuclear weapon states. This goes against the unequivocal undertaking made by nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals and the solemn commitments to pursue effective measures for further progress on nuclear disarmament in accordance with their obligations under Article 6 of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. These developments, over and above the two consecutive failed review conferences, have impeded forward movement on nuclear disarmament and undermined the credibility of the NPT and its review process. We wish to refute any notion that the TPNW is not consistent with the NPT as reflected in the draft. To the contrary, the TPNW is complementary to the NPT as it reinforces the non-proliferation pillar of the NPT. We believe that parts of the draft that seek to reinterpret, backtrack, or even abandon nuclear disarmament commitments are a serious rollback of the treaty. We have a moral obligation, indeed a legal obligation, to ensure that the 1995-2000 2010 commitments, many of which continue to be unfulfilled, have to be implemented without any further delay. In conclusion, South Africa regrets that parts of the document that seek to legitimize the doctrine of nuclear deterrence, as well as to validate the deployment of nuclear weapons in the territories of non-nuclear weapon states, among other actions, are contrary to the letter and the spirit of the treaty. I thank you.